Adulting is a roller coaster of really high highs, low lows, and everything in between. If you are in the thick of this ride and changing your mind every 2 seconds about whether you are enjoying it or not, you're in the right place. Every 2 weeks, join the Adulting Out Loud hosts as we talk through our experiences as certified adults, offering each other encouragement, inspiration, and a good laugh. We hope to leave you feeling refreshed and ready to face everything adulting has in store for you. Thanks for listening.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Adulting Out Loud. We are back again with yet another episode, and today we are talking about Black Tax. I'm joined by Yunia and Yvonne.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Carol.
Hi. I hope you guys are doing well. I'm looking forward to hearing your experiences about this topic. Obviously, growing up in our culture, we have had an unspoken challenge, so to say, or an experience as we try to build our lives, our careers, and just navigating adulthood, where we are faced with our situations where we have to support our families. And, you know, we use part of our money or our income to give back to our families, relatives and sisters, brothers. So this is what we actually refer to as Black Tax. It has become a buzzword, and I know that most of our listeners can relate to this experience. So I would like to hear from Yvonne and Yunia. What is your experience with Black Tax? Do you think it is fair? And where should we draw the line?
My experience with Black Tax, I think, like you've said, it has become a buzzword lately. I feel like in Africa it has always been like that. I don't know if it's an expectation or a cultural expectation. Like after you grow up, start working, then you should be able to give back to your family in a way. I don't think I've really experienced Black Tax. I'm a middle child. I feel like maybe this usually happens. This usually mostly happens if you're the first born. So I wouldn't say I've experienced Black Tax as Black Tax would be defined. Of course, if there's something that we are working on as a family to give towards that, but it's not like a fixed income. It's not like every month I'm like, this amount of money has to go to maybe sibling school fees, maybe our firstborn. We'll have a different story. Yeah. Actually, she would have a different story. But yes, so that has been my experience.
Yvonne, do you have the same perspective?
I also haven't experienced
what
Black
have been
Tax.
Your experience?
Okay, I don't know. Maybe it's because we are just two. You know, it's just my sister and I. And sincerely, our parents have never, ever asked us to be able to support them. So I think our case is also like Yunia's, but ours, it's the case of maybe you'd hear mom or dad say something and you know, well, they're not doing too well. So out of your own volition, you decide to let me do something for them, but not that you actually have to do it. Maybe I feel like I'm going to have to go through it to some extent now that mom is not around. You know, there are things you wouldn't expect my dad to do, like shopping, like cooking and stuff like that. So I feel like that's something else. But I can't really term that as Black Tax. It's not an expectation. You know, it's more or less like love. This is your dad. You won't expect him to go to the market and do some certain things if you're able to do it. You know? The fact that I'm working, it wouldn't even make sense for me to go and tell him, Dad, give me money for me to go and buy for you food. You know?
Okay, no, but what if you are not working? So, would you be able to go? Or would you feel guilty about it?
I don't think so. I think I'd still feel guilty about it. No, that's the thing. There's also that part that you're saying, of course. It's a socialization kind of thing. I've experienced it through other people, including my own parents. They've gone through the whole Black Tax cycle. So I know it, you know. But again, I also feel it's still not because of pressure, but because of love. You just can't make
exactly
it. and watch mm-hmm. your siblings and watch your parents go through issues. In Africa, okay, maybe I know there are people who take advantage of it, but from my own kind of experience, even growing up, watching my parents handle their siblings, it's out of love, not compulsion or something like that. Yeah.
I think, yes, it's out of love, but I think why it has become a buzzword, like why it's something like we're even talking about, is that... thing like how I've asked you, if you are not working and let's say you are not able to do the shopping for your dad, would you feel guilty? Because if it's out of love, like why is that guilt? Why is that guilt there?
Yeah,
you know, like you should be able to. Yes, you should be able to. Yeah. Be like, okay, I am currently not in a financial position to be able to do that shopping, but I can physically go there if you give me the money. So for me, I think the guilt is there because
that's right.
Yes, one out of love, of course, but it's also an expectation growing up, and it might not be said out loud.
Exactly.
That when you grow up, we expect you to do something. But I don't know.
I actually get it, Jimmy.
Exactly.
There's a percentage of parents who literally take advantage of it to the point of, you know, even messing up. Like if a man is getting married and they check out and they see the lady is from a poor background, they're like, Quisha Sisi, we are done. This one is just coming to eat our share of the money.
That's funny, but no,
it's so true. I've also seen scenarios.
Exactly.
I've seen parents not talking to their children because they didn't get their monthly allowance. Let me tell you, and in this corona season, mad. You don't want to understand corona affected everybody. You're so mad about it. I have seen parents take advantage of fact. And especially if they say you're dressing well or you're driving nice car.
Even buying cars.
You know they're like,
or you have a posh house.
Or you take a loan, they expect you to give them a share even before you do what you intended to do with the loan. Mama, black tax in terms of being
exactly,
you know, it's real. I've seen people take loans to do crazy stuff for their parents. Not because they actually even need the money, not for basic needs, to keep up with the job.
And the expectation, yeah. And I think that's where, like, it is necessary to draw the lines, especially for young adults, because, I mean, you're in a season of your life where you're either building your career or trying to build your life, and at the same time you want to show love to your parents, as we have already called it. But then where do we draw the line? I think I'll share from my experience. My experience is different from you guys because I come from a big family. So we are six in my family and I come second. So basically I had young siblings after me, and I saw how my parents were really, you know, struggling to have us all go through school. So at that point, when you start working, like it's an expectation, but you actually do it out of love or support for your siblings, but also your parents. And the interesting thing is that they will not ask, or they will not tell you, oh, we need this or that. But you see it, and so you go ahead and do it. But I think what Yvonne has shared, there are parts that are really extreme where parents are expecting that you kind of pay them a salary. I've had experiences from friends where parents are actually expecting like an allowance every month.
Yes,
like
that's part actually of your salary, what it is.
Should go to them every month.
Yes, that's actually what it is.
And then, you know, and in our culture, our parents grow older. And so at the same time, you have somehow to take care of them in their old age because there is no like security being provided by the government. So that's a whole other aspect. So imagine if young people are having to go through such experiences. How do you encourage them to draw the line? What would be your encouragement?
I think for me, even before encouragement, it's should the line be drawn in the first place? Like, do you say,
no.
How do you draw, like, how do you, should the line be drawn? Should you, because you see, I think the whole thing first is you're even battling with, you're in a hard place, you're battling with, am I a bad person for feeling like they're asking for too much, and yet they're the same people who took me to school, and that's the, and, you know, like, give their all, and that's why I have what I have. But also to be able to say, hey, okay, now this is too much. I don't know. Like, it's a hard question. Okay, should you be able to tell them? Maybe you should be able to tell. I think maybe my encouragement would be to have that conversation, have that honest conversation with them and say, okay, this is what I earn. I am not able to give this certain amount of money maybe that you need or that you expect. Yes, because these are also my plans. I feel like maybe an honest conversation would help, especially with parents, because you're closer. But you see, Black Tax also sometimes it's not only with parents.
That's right.
Like, with also extended family. So I think the extended family.
Relatives as well.
Yes, the extended family would be where it would be a bit hard. But I feel like with parents, If you're blessed to have a close relationship, some people don't have a close relationship with their parents, but if you're blessed to be able to have a conversation with them, I think you should be able to have that conversation. I think that's a good starting point. And it can go either way. They can still be mad.
That's right.
But at least you've spoken your truth, or they can actually understand. Sometimes they feel like especially if your parents are not in the city, sometimes they might be feeling like, you know what, you're in the city and you're just living a life. So you should be able to send back money.
Living a good life, yeah.
Yes. Especially now, like, for you guys, Carrie, people who are abroad, I think they can be
abroad.
Like,
and it's worse. It's worse for when you are abroad. I know, like, when you're abroad, it's worse. Like, the expectations are way beyond.
Beyond, exactly.
The immediate family, but also the relatives, right? But I think what you've said, Yunia, for me, that has been approach. Like, my parents totally understand, and I speak with them freely. My immediate family also understands. So they don't have those expectations, for sure. Yes. And even friends, my friends also do not have those expectations from me, because sometimes it also extends to friends.
Yes,
especially living like,
abroad. Yes.
When you come back, they're like, oh, take us for dinner. You know, oh, do
please
this for
bring
us.
Me a
like,
phone.
But I think when you talk to people and they know who you are, and that you're also, you know, living a simple life, like working home or abroad, really, it's all work and the challenges are there. But having that understanding really helps, and it takes off the pressure. And so you're able to do things really out of love, but not really indebtedness or expectation.
Sometimes I think the best thing you can do is ignore. Because, just ignore everybody.
Oh, that is so as long as you're
doing your part. You know, the good thing about the person being asked for Black Tax, they've been on both sides of the coin. So they know what their parents are going through.
Yeah.
And they also know what now them themselves are going through. So they know what is expected of them back home and what will be able to make their lives of their parents or their siblings comfortable.
Yeah.
You know, so they're able to tell when now things are out of place, just because, you know, maybe they stated, and now that's the thing about even stating your salary.
I know.
Just mention, exactly. I got a bonus, and you will see how that bonus will be planned for. You know, just mention, this year we got an increment. Let me tell you, if you don't take care of yourself, you'll find yourself in the same position as your parents or your siblings. Because, you know, when it comes to to money or even growing wealth, there has to be that aspect of savings of investment. So even with black tax, it's not just about meeting their needs. You also have to be able to do something that helps you so that you're able to meet their needs better.
Yes.
So sometimes just ignore. Ignore when you know your plans for them are good and are genuine. There are parents you can't tell that, you know, I earn 100,000, you know, 20 is for rent. Why do you live in 20,000 apartment? Why can't you go to 5,000? You people, you like it.
No, but you see, wait, guys, what about, because I think we are thinking about the ideal. What about if it's like, it's real need, like it's real need that you have to meet? Maybe you're the only child. Maybe you're the firstborn and all your siblings are young. And yes, true, your salary can't cover that need, but your parents don't have anywhere to turn to other than you. Like, it's just you. And that's where that part comes in, Yvonne, what we're talking about, where I've had people take loans for, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, you just know that it just has to be me to sort this out.
Sometimes you have to do what has to be done. Yeah. I think it's the sacrifice people make for families, you know.
But
I don't think it goes unrewarded. If you're being genuine and you're doing it from a good place, it never goes unrewarded.
That's
God is not a god of malice to watch you take loans and then make your life miserable. And I can imagine the pride that you'll have, that, you know, your siblings. Exactly. I have a friend whose firstborn was called to a good national school those many years back, but the father couldn't afford. And he used to work in coffee farms, so he didn't go to high school. He worked in coffee farms to ensure that the secondborn and the thirdborn, and now him, the fourthborn, went to high school. Not the dad, that firstborn who missed a good opportunity. I'm telling you, my friend.
Oh, wow, that's sacrifice.
He feels indebted to the firstborn more than to the father. Because he knows what kind of sacrifice. Like, if he says,
he runs.
Sometimes it takes those levels of sacrifice.
That's right.
But then, you know, there's also that other side of the coin, Carol and Junia. There's also that side of the coin where we have kids who keep saying black tax, but sincerely don't support as much as they should. You remember that quote I tagged you in. If your parents depend on you, don't play the same game with those who depend on their parents. You left home to feed home.
Exactly.
Some people come to the city and blend in with city kids who don't have issues with black tax.
And
you want to live
this
same kind of life. Yeah, then you keep saying, black tax is real. No, it's not. There's that aspect that people must never forget. Don't say that because, you know, like Carol, the way you've said you're six kids, you know, people tend to, especially when our parents grow older, we are like, oh, so we know Carol will give our parents money. So why do I have the number five kid? Why do I have to? Let me tell you, this parent is your parent. It's not our parent. When they raised you, they raised our kids.
Yes.
They raised you as Unia. They raised you up as Carol. They raised you up as you. So don't look at what your siblings are doing for your parents or what they are doing for the other siblings. You just play
and
your
count on that.
Yeah.
Wow, that's deep. That's
just like do your part.
Yes, that's really deep. That's really deep. Yeah, I like that, Yvonne. And I can relate to that because coming from a big family, sometimes it might feel like that. You know, maybe your sister has done that and you're like, I don't need to do that. It's already that. But if it's on your heart to do it, like, do it for your parents or for whoever you wish to do it for. Yeah. Hearing what you've been talking about, is it really possible to avoid black tax? Should it be avoided?
I don't think it's possible to avoid black tax.
It's not possible.
In the context of our culture. Like, in the context Yes, I don't think it's I don't think it's possible. I don't think it should be avoided. Like, I don't think you should grow up and start working and all your money is just you know. But I think I don't know, it's just this whole thing is just about a delicate balance. Like, I think
that's right. Yeah,
I think maybe it should not be expected. I don't know. But then at the same time, I'm like, yeah, but it should be. I don't know. But I don't think it should be avoided. I think you should give back. You should give back.
Yeah.
To your family. Give back to your family.
I think so.
Yeah.
And you know what? I think in Eastern Africa, it's not even that serious, by the way.
Yeah.
It's not that serious.
You think
maybe
so?
Maybe our parents are even... East Africans really work. You know, our parents work until they are what, 65?
Okay, yeah, they do work for a long time. That's true.
Yeah, even 70, yeah. Some are still, you know.
Even working. 70. Mm. Yeah, there is, yeah, like for judges, retirement is 70. You know, people work in Africa.
But
rather in East Africa.
They don't retire.
Okay, first of all,
people
one,
don't retire.
That is what is making us jobless, number one. Two. Sometimes it's not even that so sometimes it's not even that these guys don't have money. Sometimes it's just that expectation that you should be giving us money.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, we are getting money, but you're also working.
That's just right.
Like, I've heard stories of people who it's not that their parents don't have money or that they're in a tight spot. It's just that they're like, what do you mean? You're working and you're not, you know, giving us anything, you know.
Yeah.
What do you do with your money? That's if you don't support us?
But I think there is a beauty all this,
which is what? Explain further, Mama.
Which is like, I think like if you are taking out, you know, it being an expectation, and if we take it to a level where it's balanced and the lines are clearly drawn and there is understanding on both sides, I think it's such a lovely way of living in community and interdependence, because then you know, like, you always have someone, that will have your back when life gets hard. For me, I really appreciate that aspect of our culture. And living elsewhere, I have seen other cultures where this relationship is loose, maybe because, most times the government is taking care of people's social needs. So there may not be that close attachment to family and your parents. But in our case, I think even though sometimes it's challenging, but it helps to build that bond or unity with your people, which is good.
So it's about balance. It's about not neglecting your family, but also your family not having crazy expectations.
Oh, I have loved this episode. Thank you, Vaughn and Yunia, for sharing your experiences. I know that we could never exhaust all this, and we would like to hear from our listeners if you have an experience of Black Tax, or you have a comment or something else you want to share with us. Please reach out to us through our website and on all our socials. Until next time. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.